Hello?
I already said that.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling you in regards to the Roundup lawsuit you inquired about.
About what?
In regards to the Roundup lawsuit that you inquired about.
Roundup issue. That's on time or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Did you have an attorney at this time?
No, I don't. I had somebody else help me. Somebody wasn't helping me, then wasn't helping me. Then that person that was helping me kind of went away, and then the other guy canceled me because somebody else is doing what you were doing right now or whatever.
Okay, well, at this time, did you sign any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter?
No, I don't have anybody right now. I have absolutely nobody. I got looking at a FedEx thing with a bunch of medical work on my brother, and that's about it. I don't have anybody anymore. I was just forgetting about it because I went to a bunch of with Seeger, for one. They were horrible people working there or whatever. I didn't know how to deal stuff, and they sent me on places I didn't even know or shouldn't have went or whatever. It was just all mixed up. And then,
okay. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, sir?
Sure. Why not? Why not? Doesn't hurt.
So
I don't have anybody.
Okay. So you don't have an attorney and you haven't signed anything like with your finger electronically or sent anything back signed regarding this?
No, I use my toe. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
What were you diagnosed with after using Roundup?
What was I diagnosed with?
Yeah. What have you been diagnosed with?
I diagnosed with nothing. It's my brother. He's dead.
Oh, okay. So you're filing this on behalf of your brother.
Right.
Okay. Is your brother married?
No, he wasn't married. The only thing I didn't like, they thought I had to bring his girlfriend into the picture too.
So you're the next of kin? Does he have any children?
I don't have any. I have a brother and a sister that I am older than them.
Okay. Did your brother have any children is what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
He had absolutely no children.
Okay. So you would be the next of kin, correct?
I suppose I am. I have, like I said, the only thing in my family is a brother and a sister that's left.
Okay.
I could deal with them.
Okay. What was your brother diagnosed with after using Roundup?
He had leukemia or something, whatever, leukemia. And he had a bone marrow transplant, and then the cells, they didn't do what they're supposed to do. They attacked his system. And
what type of leukemia did he have?
I don't know. I just know there's a bunch of paper. All I know is that one lady says if it had all in it, that they wouldn't deal with him or something like that. I think it did. I don't know. I got the papers right here or whatever.
Okay.
Where are you located at?
I'm located in on the West Coast. So what type of leukemia did he have?
I don't know.
Are you able to
you
look?
You got a second?
You can put me on hold. Yeah,
second.
Take your time. Take your time.
Oh, okay, let's see. There's so many papers here, I don't even know where to look, tell you the truth. I just know that he had... Admission, cancer surgery. Let's There's got to be a couple hundred pages here, easy, and I don't know where to start looking at them.
Did you look at it? Do you have a death certificate?
Yeah, I do. And then I have to find two, but that's on my computer. Let me look, and maybe I have it on that. I can find that quicker. When did
your brother pass?
November 1921, I think.
November 1921?
Yeah, I think it is 21. I can find that easier than any of them because I know I have that on the telephone and not on the calendar.
Sorry
to
hear that, sir.
Well, it is. I mean, he was my favorite. He was a good friend.
Yeah, no, it's not easy to lose a sibling for sure. Let me go ahead and do this really quick. I can, leukemia, let's see. Was it do any of these leukemias, was it like anaplastic large cell leukemia, do you remember? B cell leukemia? There's
I really didn't know what it was, and I really tried to look at it. I just
and then there's large cell leukemia.
No, it wasn't that. Is it a bone marrow segment then? Plasma cells, miscellaneous. Oh. I could find this. If you could.
Yeah, I'm fine. Take your time.
I don't know. If you could call me back in a little bit, I could find that. I know I could find his death certificate.
Well, if he had bone marrow, it was probably large granule lymphatic leukemia, LGL, which is the chronic blood cell that affects the bone marrow and can cause abnormally lymph nodes to build up.
That I'd be a bone transplant. I do know that.
Okay.
Some guys, they said it's a perfect match, and when they did the transplant, the cells attacked his GI tract or whatever, or G something tract system or whatever, and on his Tuesdays, he said he couldn't take it anymore.
Was it acute myeloid leukemia?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's all. I don't know. I know if I look long enough here, I could find it.
Okay.
If
well,
you could call me back.
Are you? Yeah, I could call you back. Is your name Rodney or is that your brother?
No, that's my name. My brother's name is Larry.
Larry. Okay. Same last name. Oberfall.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Said it better than anybody I know.
Larry and Rodney. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Rodney, is I'm going to call you back in, I don't know. Well, let's do this. Actually, I can actually do this. While you're looking for that, I could stay on the phone with you while you're looking for that because I can ask you some other things.
Okay.
He's not living. You do have signing authority because you are the next of kin, correct?
Right.
Was there an estate ever opened?
No.
Okay. And then
his girlfriend took care of all that. She got everything or whatever, as far as that goes.
Okay. As long as like personal items go and stuff like that.
Right. The house and everything. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said, when did he get the diagnosis, do you know, with the leukemia? Do you know when that was approximately?
I just know he had it for a while. I don't know that either. I didn't even know he had leukemia until he was almost dead. I mean,
okay.
I knew he was getting chemotherapy, and he said he had to go back in because he had problems with his going to the bathroom or whatever, and he went back in, and the next thing I know is that he was dead. I didn't get to see him.
Aww.
being taken care of or anything. I didn't. He lives a little bit away from me, but I want to see him. But he didn't want anybody to see him because his hair was gone and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll go through. If you can get the medical records or you can get the death certificate, what I'm going to do, Rodney, is I'm going to text you from a 949 phone number, which is the direct line to my desk. My first name's Courtney. I'll be the intake specialist helping you moving forward to make it a lot easier for you, okay? So you're not receiving so many phone calls, and then I can just go ahead and let you know, if you qualify or if you don't, to pursue the lawsuit, which it sounds like you do. Do you know?
Leukemia, yeah.
Okay.
And
do you?
My nephew, that is from, he used Roundup all the time because where he worked, he had a bunch of brush, and at home where he lived, he always had a bunch of brush he had to deal with.
Your nephew?
No, my brother.
Did oh, I thought you said
nephew?
Your nephew.
He worked. My nephew worked with him. He worked for him.
Was
and
that his
he,
son?
I asked him if he used any Roundup, and he said, yes, I'm pretty sure he did because of the brush that he lived around and stuff.
Is your nephew you're talking about, is that his son?
Now, where are we getting son? Nephew is my sister's
son. Okay.
Son.
I just want to double check. Okay, do you know anybody else that was using Roundup that needed help filing a claim?
No, not that I know, no.
Okay.
He used it and he is around it.
Okay, and then he was between the years of 50 and 79 when he was diagnosed, correct?
79?
He was between the years of 50 and 79, right?
Oh, him?
Yeah.
No,
was,
he was.
What was his date of birth?
He was like, I think his birthday is 63. I think he is 58 or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. 63 is when I'm born.
When were you born?
52.
What's your date of birth?
6/8. 52.
6/8?
Yeah, June 8th.
When's your brother's birthday?
His is August 4th.
63?
Correct.
Okay. Are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and this is a cell phone that I'm talking to you on, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and he did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, correct?
I don't know. I just my brother said he used it, and he lived in that place for a long time. He lived up on Highway 126 up in the mountains where he's surrounded by trees and stuff, and he was always using that. That I think that's what his nephew, his name's Kelly. I asked him, I said, do you ever know of Larry using Roundup? He said, yes, he did. I'm pretty sure he did. I mean,
yeah, okay.
He texted me on it. I even have the text that he wrote me about it.
Okay. Did your brother have, like, HIV or hepatitis C or anything like that you knew of? Hepatitis B?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
He's a healthy
like
person.
Lupus, Epstein-Barr, organ transplant, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Arthritis?
He was a healthy person.
Okay, I just have to ask you these questions. Diabetes
or
arthritis?
Yeah.
No family history of
no.
cancer? Okay. No other requirements for chemo besides the leukemia?
I don't know that. I don't know that part.
And
I just
his name was Larry. His name was Larry Oberfall, and then he doesn't have a suffix in his name, correct?
He doesn't have a what name?
Like he's not a junior or a senior?
Oh, no. No,
okay.
It's just Larry Paul.
Okay, and then he wasn't married, correct? He was single?
Correct. He was single.
And he's your brother.
Been a long time girlfriend.
And you said his birthday was 8, before 1963?
Correct.
And he died in 2021.
I think it...
Keep looking for that stuff while you're on the phone. Or can you pull it up on your
What's
computer?
That? I'm sorry?
Keep looking for, like, the death certificate or, like, medical records. Because what I'm going to need is, I'm going to need, like, his date of death. I'm going to also need, like, do you have medical records to show his doctors and, like, what hospital he was at?
I got medical records right here in my hand that are 2 inches thick.
I was going to say, is there any way you have them on your, like, computer where you can email them?
No, I if I had to, I can, no, I don't have a way to, I wouldn't. There's too many pages to email it.
Do you know your brother's social?
I could email the death certificate. I think a social would be on the death certificate, too.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. If you can get the death certificate, that would help, or a birth certificate would help as well. And then, if you can find – the death certificates really would help the most. Do you know you don't know when the first connection between the Roundup and the cancer was because you were unaware of that?
No, he, like everybody knows that.
Okay, and then you said he died in November of 2021. Do you know when he died in November?
Yeah, November 30th. I'm just not sure if it's 21. I can look at. I just can't talk and chew bubble gum at the same time is my problem. I'm stuck on one page on the computer. I don't even know which way to go or where.
Okay,
I know where I'm going now.
Okay, so the biggest thing is try to find the death certificate. If you have it on your computer, just can you email that to me? I just sent you my email.
I can do that. You can email that to you, sure.
Okay, here.
I'll email it to you.
I just text you my email address. It's CourtneyK@MassTortStrategies.com. Because that way I can look at it and then I can do the information for you. Okay, Rodney, are you... do you have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or senior?
No, I'm just me. That's
okay.
It, yeah.
Can you confirm your brother's gender for me?
He's a male. He's male.
Can you confirm your gender for me? Can you confirm your gender?
I'm a.
Okay, and then what is your social?
544-629-848.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm giving you my social security number.
No, it's okay. They just need it for so they can pull medical records. And then your birth date was 6-8-1952. We're just here to help you. I mean, this is your brother.
I understand that. I believe you.
And you know what? You have every right to file a claim, like, on behalf of your brother as next of kin. Because of, you know, what has happened to your brother. You know, he passed away at, you know, 58, you said. I mean, that's fairly young to be, you know, diagnosed with leukemia and pass away.
And he was so healthy, too. That's
probably a shock to you guys and stuff. How tall are you and what's your height and weight, do you know?
I am 6'1 and 247.
Okay, all right, what's your current marital status? Are you single, married, or divorced?
Never been married.
Single, okay. And then I have your email as rodoberfoell@gmail.com. I have your primary phone number, 541-206-2143, which is a cell phone. Which is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Just as long as it's not 6 in the morning.
Okay.
You're on the West Coast, though, right?
Yeah, they don't call you that early. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
they do on the East Coast.
So you do have the birth certificate. You're just trying to find it. Do you have documents to support your next of kin, like a birth certificate? Well, no, you
have a birth certificate.
Okay. But... And then do you have official documents to show? You don't. That doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. So approximately, these are approximate dates and times. I know you said you weren't there, but how many times a year do you think he was spraying the Roundup?
I don't know. He lives away from me. I just
okay. So these are so. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do is a follow-up call with you. See if you can call your nephew and see if you can find out like how many times you sprayed it, and then what type, how it was applied. Like if you used a backpack, a hand sprayer, and so forth. And then basically, if it was like concentrate or premixed, and then basically that's it. And then if you can find,
yeah,
if you have the hospital records, I need the doctor's information. So let me text you what I need. I'm going to text you what I need, okay?
Okay.
Do you know the hospital he was at, where he was at?
I had all those. Yeah, I have those written down on my computer, too, somewhere. I was in Portland. That's all I know.
Okay.
But
so
I have them written down if I haven't deleted them already.
Okay, so I need the death certificate, the hospital or doctor name. That's all, just the name. I don't need that. And then I need.
How can I get these medical records to you?
Just email them to me.
But there's too many of them. I mean, I can't. I'd be up for 2 days doing that. I got a box that's 3 inches.
I just really need like the first couple ones or where it says his diagnosis is. That's it.
Okay, I'll see if I can find email them to you or whatever. And it'll have the doctor's name on it and everything out. And yes, Lost Larry, November 30th, 2021.
Okay.
I found that.
Does it say the doctor's name on there on the front page or the hospital? What was the hospital's name on the front page?
I don't know. I have to look for that, too.
Okay. When do you want me to call you back? Do you want me to give you, like 30 minutes? An hour?
Probably give me an hour or two.
Okay.
I can probably... I know I had all the records sent to Seeger, and they're in this box, but I don't know where to start on there. I don't know if they're in order or anything like that. So, but I'll find the death certificate for sure.
Okay,
and then
just see if you can find the hospital or if you remember like when you were gonna go visit him, like what hospital he was at. That could help too.
No, I did. And I tried getting it from his girlfriend what hospitals they were. She wouldn't tell me.
Okay, or if you can,
if
you can call your nephew or your sister and see if they know, they could also tell you as well.
All right, they might. That's a good point there. I can try that, but
yeah.
Okay, I can try that, but don't call me back in an hour if I got to call her to find out.
I'll call you in like 2 hours. Does that work? Oh well, what time is it
there? All right, that'll be.
What time is it?
What's that?
What time is it there?
Oh, great. That's the. I got 1:43. Is that right?
Yeah. Where are you located?
I'm in south of La Pine, Oregon.
Okay, so we're on the same time zone.
Yeah, you're on the West Coast. That's why I want to ask you about time-wise. If you're on the West Coast, then you can call me whenever you want. 6 o'clock, I don't care. But if you're on the East Coast, don't call me.
3 in the morning.
6 o'clock on. Call me when it's only 3 o'clock here.
Yeah.
So
what we'll do is, I'll call you back like it's almost 2. I'll call you like around 4. Does that work? And see if you made any updates or any progress.
What do you mean it's almost 2?
I said it's 1:43. Right now.
It's almost 2.
Well, it's almost 2. In 15 minutes, it'll be 2 o'clock. But then I'll call you at like 4. I'll call you at 4 o'clock. Does that work for you?
That'll work. And yeah, I'm an idiot, okay? I just got a clock that just put the brakes on. The battery's low. My clock says it's 11:40.
So that's what I was looking at. Yeah, it's 144, so
yeah.
143. So, okay, call me at 4.
Okay, sounds...
Try to see what...
Yeah, see what you can do. Okay, Larry, or not Larry, Rodney, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.